Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Vir my is die een inspirasie na die ander een en dis ons voorreg om na Vrouedag ook met 'n vrou te gesels wat ons soveel impak gehad het en met alles wat sy doen, van internasionale spreker, stigter van die Babies Behind Bars projek, motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, vorige voormalige mevrou Verenigde Nasies internasionaal, ma van 'n klomp, is 'n rugby spannetjie van kinders daar by die huis en dan nou ook nog 'n vrou vir haar man. Zanti, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. So, ek is nou sommer klaar moeg net nadat jy al daai goed gesê het.
Nee, jy moet geïnspireerd voel deur daai lys, maar ja, ek moet sê die gemiddelde mense is wat? Wie maak jy 'n goeie Vrouedag gehad gister?
Ek het verseker. Weet jy, en dit is wat 'n voorreg om vrou te wees, nee. En joeg, mag ons dit net nooit ja, onderskat en die waarde daarvan minag. Oor hoe besonder die Here ons as vrou gemaak het en dat ons alle aspekte daarvan kan uitleef en dis sommer daaroor wat ek vanoggend ook wil praat want ek voel net in my hart die Here koester 'n vrou en ongelukkig is dit vrouens wat op die hardste aangeval word by beste van tye op die aarde en ek wil vanoggend vir jou sê dat we as women are hated by the enemy. Ek kan dit nie vir jou groter stel nie en ons moet dit besef, want as ons dit besef, dan weet ons, ons dra iets in ons, dat verskilmakend is.
Sure.
We carry the essence in us to create change through Christ in us. If we are hated in this way, it should tell us something. Now, we are hated by the enemy because we are the crown of his creation. Who does he target in the Garden of Eden, when it comes to sin. Nie vir Adam nie, maar hy sonder die vrou uit, want hy haat hom met 'n passie. Because we can give birth, we carry life, we bring life, we have a womb, we are the incarnation of the beauty of God, the glory of God. That is all in every woman. In Genesis 3 vers 15 staan daar, the seed shall bruise the head. Dan staan daar, die saad van die vrou. Jy sien, want dit sou die vrou wees wat eendag ook mama word. Van die redder van die wêreld. So ons moet verstaan dat, it is women who are sexually exploited. It's women who are mostly trafficked. It's women who are raped. It's women who have no rights. It's women whose voices are taken away, not allowed to be educated in some places in the earth, in the world. It is they that are not allowed to vote or take up leadership. Why? Why? Because we are hated by our enemy. En ek wil vandag vir jou sê, aan die ander kant, besef jy dit wat die Here in jou gesit het. Besef jy dat as 'n vrou bid gebeur daar iets. Besef jy, as 'n vrou aan God eer gee, gebeur daar iets. Besef jy dat daar 'n begrafnis in die Bybel was, waar Jesus almal gesien het, maar toe hy die mama sien, die vrou sien, agter haar seun se kus, toe red hy daai seun uit die dood. Hy's passievol oor jou vrou. Mag jy vandag jou eie waarde sien, want sien jou waarde gaan in hierdie wêreld altyd aangeval word. En as jy nie in God se oë sien nie, dan gaan ons hierdie stryd verloor. Because he loves us. Ek wil jou nog iets vertel van 'n vrou vanoggend, wat net vir my so huge and amazing is, en ach, dit is net vir my amazing. But we are incubators. Ons moet dit verstaan. We are incubators. We incubate everything. So, five in three goed. We receive, we multiply, and then we give it back. A woman never keeps anything. We receive, we make it more, and then we give it back better. So, give us groceries, and we will produce a meal, and we will give that to our families. Give us a house, a building with four walls, And we will make it a home and create a space to give to our families. Give us a piece of material. We create with it. We make something with it. Maybe a garment, maybe some curtains, maybe something we create from that. And we give it back to our beautiful family to enjoy. Mardames, give us a word. Onthou wat doen ons, nee? Ons multiply. So give us a word and we will give you a sentence. Give us a sentence and we will give you a paragraph. Give us a paragraph and trust us to incubate a book back.
Yeah, true that.
That is dames, hoekom ons as vrouens nie mag skinder nie.
So.
We cannot gossip, hoor vir my vanoggend, because we make it worse. Because we receive and then we multiply and we give back.
Sure.
And that is for good and bad, nee. Miles Monroe het een keer gesê, if a man does not like what he gets back from a woman, it is sometimes wise to look at what he is giving her because she is always an incubator. Sikke wijs woorde.
Sure.
Maak los jou vir oggend met die mooiste. Ek het al soveel stories in die Bybel en al soveel stories in die wêreld van wel God die vrou wat hy geskep het na sy beeld. Die vrou wat hy die enigste, dis net ons wat lewe kan gee. We carry the essence of life in us. Ons het so 'n verantwoordelikheid om lewe te spreek, omdat ons lewegewend geskape is. Ons is nie bedoel om dood te spreek, om dood te bring nie. Ons is bedoel om lewe te bring, lewe te gee. As ek en jy in 'n vertrek ingaan en stap met daai met lewe kom.
Ja.
Dis wat vir die Here ons geroep het. Dis op waar ons die hardste aangeval word. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou sê hoe die God kom en nou hy ons soveel guts ook gee. Om terug te vat wat die vijand kom steel het. Nou ek los jou vanoggend met 'n storie, soos jy altyd weet, dit is maar wat ek doen. Maar gaan jou vinnig los met 'n storie, net om vir jou te wys hoe ons as vroue met 'n tenacity gebore is, om natuurlik te kom terugvat wat die vijand van ons roof. Because you see, when she applied to run in the Boston Marathon in 1966, they rejected her saying, a woman is not physically able to run a marathon, and we cannot take the liability. Then, exactly 56 years ago, on the day of the marathon, Bobby Gibbs hid in the bushes and waited for the race to begin. When about half of the marathon or runners gone past her, she jumped in. She wore her brother's Bermuda shorts, a pair of boys' sneakers, a bathing suit and a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And as she took off into the swarm of runners, Gibbs started to feel overheated. But she didn't remove her hoodie because I knew if they saw me, they are going to stop me, she said. I even thought I might be arrested. I didn't take long for the male runners in Gibbs' vicinity to realize that she was not another man. Gibbs expected them to shoulder her off the road or call out to the police. Maar hoe mooi kom die Here hier in. Instead, the other male runners told her that if anyone tried to interfere with her race, they would put a stop to it. Finally, feeling secure and assured, Gibbs took off her sweatshirt. As soon as it became apparent that there was a woman running in the marathon, the crowd erupted, not with anger or righteousness, but with pure joy, she recalled. Men cheered. Women cried. By the time she reached Wesley College, the news of her run had spread on the female students were waiting for her jumping and screaming. The governor of Massachusetts met her at the finish line and shook her hand. The first woman to ever run the marathon had finished in the top third.
Jo.
Jalla, jalla, daar's iets in 'n vrou. Daar's iets in 'n vrou wat die Here so diep in ons ingebore het en ingeasem het. Wat wil?
Yeah.
We want to live our purpose. We want to be courageous. We want to be the one saying this is enough. because we were created to do so. Mag ons vandag weet dat die vyand ons regtig haat, but that God loves us more and that he will bring us through whatever we are going through. En mag jy weet dat jy as vrou kosbaar is, courageous is, and you have everything in you to do what God has called you to do. Amen.
Ons sê so baie dankie. Ek dink dit sluit aan by wat ons ook oor al gesels het en waar jy ook weer uitgewys het vir ons Zantie, respect met hoe ons praat en dat ons vrouens het mag in ons woorde. So ons sê vir jou baie dankie. Ek hoop jy gaan 'n geseënde week verder hê en dan tot volgende week.
Dankie julle, be blessed.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.